100.7 WHUD with Bananarama and Cruel Summer. The last few summers, the softball game for Bernie Williams and his All-Stars at Ridgefield Playhouse has been kind of cruel. You guys haven't won yet, Bernie. Good morning.
We have not won yet. Good morning, Meg. How are you, Mike? Thank you for having me on the show.
Oh, no problem. Say good morning to Casey. She's pulling for you this year.
Okay. Yeah.
How are you doing?
Please, we need all the help we can get.
You may have to suit up, Casey.
All right.
Well, you know, Bernie, this is a great annual event. You do a doubleheader, but Bernie style. You do a softball game for charity in the daytime, and then at nighttime you play a concert at Ridgefield Playhouse, and the ball field is right across the street, so it's very convenient. But tell us why this year it's so important for you personally and why you're so committed to this IPF.com promotion that you're trying to get awareness for.
Yeah, this year it's a very special. I'm being a spokesperson for a campaign that it's bringing awareness to idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, or IPF. That's the disease that took my dad's life away about 15 years ago. And we're dedicating this concert to my dad, honoring my dad and just creating awareness about this disease. So it's my brother's going to come up. I think he's probably a better softball player than I am at this point. And we're going to play a tune that I wrote for my dad, and I think it's going to be very special for me.
It sounds beautiful. Now, your dad taught you how to play guitar, too?
Yes, he did. He did. He was a merchant marine back in the 50s, and he brought a guitar from Spain, and he taught himself how to play. And by the time that we were growing up, you know, about 6, 7 years old, I used to hear him play in the living room, you know, at night, you know, after work. And one of those nights, I asked him if he could teach me how to play. I was a very small kid, and he said, "Yeah, sure." So he taught me what he knew, and that started my whole love affair with music. You know, after that, so I have a lot to thank him for because of that, obviously.
And of course, we want to thank Behringer Ingelheim. They're based right in the Ridgefield area, and they are promoting this website, breathlessipf.com, that you're trying to raise awareness for.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it's a campaign that is, like I said before, creating awareness of the fact that this is a not very commonly known disease, but it is, you know, in fact, 4 times more common than Lou Gehrig's disease. It's a very devastating disease, and I sort of lived it through my dad's experience. I just wanted to honor his life, you know, creating awareness because of this.
All right, so we invite people to go to breathlessipf.com, and how can we find out more about the baseball game, the softball game?
The softball game, yes, on the 29th. A ticket to the softball game, a ticket to the concert would get you into the softball game. You got, you know, the past years, you know, there have been a lot of fun. I got some of my players, former teammates, you know, former old-timers. We're still, you know, trying to get our lineup together. But it's always, you know, a lot of my friends say yes and come and help me out with this great endeavor. And, you know, I really appreciate, really appreciative of that. And Mike, you kind of like you are the master of ceremonies of the event. And you always keep, you know, the crowd going and in good spirits. And I really thank you for that and supporting the cause as well.
Oh, absolutely. I wouldn't miss it for the world. Doing play-by-play with Bernie Williams, I feel like I'm at Yankee Stadium somewhat.
Yeah, definitely. But this year we have to win. I mean, I don't think we have been able to win in any year that we've played. These guys in Ridgefield, they take it very seriously. They're highly competitive. And we get our all-star band there, you know, trying to do the best we can, and some of our teammates. So I think this year we want to try to make it a little bit more competitive from our side. You know, try to give them a run for their money.
Yeah, well, I saw you at the All-Star softball game in Miami, and I was saying to the TV, Bernie, recruit some of these players to come play for you.
Absolutely, man. And every year I have an opportunity to go to the All-Star game and play this celebrity softball game. So I'm just amazed at how in great shape some of these celebrities are and some of these former players are as well. So, yeah, maybe you're onto something there.
Well, we wish you the best of luck, and thank you for all the good work you're doing.
Thank you so much for having me on the show, and just, you know, I encourage all the people to show up on the 29th, and it's going to be a great time for all of us.
Yeah, a week from this Saturday, you can get tickets for both the concert and the softball game. You can get them either one, or you can get a combo. RidgefieldPlayhouse.org, and make sure you check out the website Bernie is promoting, BreathlessIPF.com. Simple to remember, important information there. Bernie, thank you so much. We'll talk again maybe later this year if the Yankees make the playoffs, huh?
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. God bless. Thank you so much.
Bernie Williams, number 51 on the Yankees. Of course, that number's retired now. That's one of the honors he received from the team when they put a plaque up in Monument Park. It's 8:58 with Mike and Casey.
This summer, journey through the most jellyfish, the biggest variety of sharks in Connecticut, and more at the Maritime Aquarium in Norwalk. It's the most affordable aquarium in the area.
Traffic update now, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz White Plains with the Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event. Going on now at Mercedes-Benz of White Plains, proud member of the Pepe Auto Group. Visit online at mbwhiteplains.com. Candy Roth.
All right, let's